This is Greg Tingle, reporting for Media Man Australia. We're at the Sydney Jewish Museum, and we're speaking to Olga Holak. So, Olga, tell me, what is the museum all about?
The museum is the most important thing to me after my home and after my family, of course, because it is something which was established 11 years ago by many Holocaust survivors who were able to give what they could give, not necessarily financially, but being here and giving the right information. I consider it as a teaching institution. I consider it the best museum of that kind, not the largest, but the biggest, but one of the best.
Yes, well, we've finally made it, or I've made it here today after hearing about it for years, thanks to a bit more. So, what are some of the most newsworthy and important aspects of what the museum represents?
Look, as long as the Holocaust survivors are able to come here, and at the moment we can come, but we are an aging group, we find it very, very important to pass on a message which can only come from us.
Yes.
A message, and mainly to educate the young generation, to teach them about the danger of hating. We explain to them what happened during World War II, how Jewish people suffered whilst we were persecuted, whilst we were honest and loyal citizens in different countries in Europe,
yes,
for no other reason, just for having been Jewish. I mean, it is important to let the young generation know what happened. It's also important to know, to teach and let people know who don't know what happened, because after all, Australia is far away from the continent, the other continent. And during the war, Australia was isolated. People didn't hear what happened. And I think it is important to, if somebody reads a book, it is quite impersonal. If you read a history book, you read a few pages, you get bored with foreign expression names which you can't pronounce, right? But if you talk to a Holocaust survivor, if you have the message from the horse's mouth, it has a different impact.
Yes, so is it probably one or two, or perhaps you may be the only walking encyclopedia, so to speak, here today, or there are others, or you've got...
There are others as well? I don't claim to be the best, but the only one. Thanks goodness we are still a group of survivors here.
Yes.
Bear in mind, it is an aging group. That is what makes us coming here. We have to come. As long as I can walk, as long as I wake up in the morning and open my eyes, I know I'm able to get up, get dressed, come to this museum, be here. I feel good here because I meet other Holocaust survivors. Not necessarily new from back home or before, but there's a special bond amongst us. You can't really explain.
And I think you've been immortalized once again, thanks to some modern technology. You actually found a decent use of some technology here today. And I understand today, basically, anyone is welcome, regardless of their race. Of course, anyone's welcome other than terrorists, but anyone else is welcome to come up to your house.
Anybody can come here, of course. Yeah. This is a public place,
yes,
and we have got thousands of students, schools, to come here every week. We have, today is a very quiet day, but other than that, we have got large groups in the morning and the afternoon.
Yes.
Also the fact that we are going out to schools. If you are invited, I have to go next week to Barker's College, you know, Barker's College in Homestead, where I've been a few times already, and I even go to Canberra, if they invite me. They spoil me, I feel very spoiled.
It's nice to get the acknowledgement from all circles, and people are, I think, hungry for the information. And earlier, you mentioned you actually saw a young man, and he was actually from Germany, wasn't he?
Yeah, from Germany.
And so sometimes they may not feel totally comfortable.
They are probably not very comfortable before they talk to any of us, because we don't hate anybody. We welcome them, and I surely, and I can assure you of that, we don't hate Germans because of, we don't blame the young generation for the deeds of their fathers or forefathers. It is not right, it is written in our religion that you must not blame children for the father's deeds.
Yes.
It's one of the things one must not do.
And one question I'm curious to find out the answer to, if you do know, with the election going on in California, which we have been covering, do you or would there be other people that do know something about a dark side to his father? Do we know what the truth is on the authority?
I don't know. I don't come from Austria, but I know the Austrians Nazis and bigger Nazis than the Germans sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't blame him for his father's deed.
Do we know that his father is guilty? Do we know?
He called us. He said it, that his father was an SS Nazi. And every one of them was.
Right. So just given, you basically don't have to ask.
There's only one other information which I will give you. 5 minutes after the end of the war, there wasn't one Nazi. All of a sudden they were gone. Don't forget that Germany had to be built again or resume the existence of the country because the Allies couldn't be there forever and do what was in their task. They had to reinstate people into schools, into offices, into police force or wherever, who were former Nazis, because there were no other people there. So what did they do? They were denazificated. That was the process called. Denazification took place.
And what does that mean exactly?
You went to an office and they said, focus, focus, from today you are not a Nazi.
I like it. And that's the final thing, for the benefit of our worldwide audience, because this interview will be available worldwide, where exactly here in Sydney, Australia, are we for the people that want to visit the Sydney Jewish Museum in person?
You are here in Sydney, which is New South Wales. You are at the Sydney Jewish Museum in 148 Darlinghurst Road, Darlinghurst. It's a very popular area. It's not far from the heart of the city.
Absolutely. All right, well, it's been a pleasure to meet you, Olga, and we look forward to future contact, and we're going to continue on to the tour.
It's my pleasure as well. Thank you.
Thank you.